from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. And this week, we've got the gentrification blues, a riot at a cafeteria, and a cunning little vixen. I'm here in the studio with the cunning David Wiegand, my co-host. Good morning, David.
At least you didn't call me Foxy.
No. Let's open with a song about holding on to community.
I ain't gonna let nobody run me out my town. I ain't gonna let nobody run me out my time. You only been here for a minute, now you're trying to kick me out.
That's Oakland's Terry O'Dobby singing Gentrification Blues. We're going to talk about gentrification later as well. But for Terry O'Dobby, this is just one of the great songs off her new album. And she's playing blues and jazz clubs over the next few weeks. I've never heard her sound better.
I haven't heard the new album, but I absolutely love her. And she does an incredible live show. I mean, if you've ever seen her, she's an extremely statuesque, commanding presence on stage. And I love her voice. It's just so fluid and dark and full of nuance. She's fantastic.
Yeah, My Blue Soul is the name of the new album, and Terry O'Dobby has a bunch of gigs coming up. She plays Biscuits and Blues in San Francisco tomorrow night, and then she joins Steve Turay for the Rosson Roland Kirk Festival Thursday through a week from Saturday. That's at Cafe Stritch in San Jose, and then she's at the San Jose Jazz Festival in mid-August. And we're marking the 50th anniversary of a riot now. In August of 1966, 3 years before Stonewall in New York, San Francisco's Tenderloin was a scene of a protest against police harassment in what's become known as the Cafeteria Riot. This was at Compton Cafeteria. And both the Tenderloin and the GLBT museums are commemorating this.
That's right. Everybody knows about Stonewall, of course. But there were a couple incidents around the country that sort of predated Stonewall a little bit that sort of, you know, suggested that LGBT people were not going to just be subservient and passive when they were arrested or hassled just for being who they were.
Right, and this cafeteria was one of the few places trans people could
hang out. That's right, that's right. And it was an all-night after-hours place, and every night they would go there after the bars and everything else. And then one particular night, the cops, of course, would raid on a regular basis, and one particular night, they just had enough. There were arrests made and so forth, and it was just a blip on the radar back then. But if you look back in history now, you know, there were revolutions, but it was what led up to the revolution that you want to pay attention to as well.
If you want to learn more about the Compton Cafeteria Riots, there's a discussion at the GLBT History Museum on Thursday, led by Felicia Elizondo. And she was at Compton's Cafeteria a lot in those days. And then there's a Compton's 50th art opening and talk August 16th at the museum. And then Screaming Queens, a documentary about the riots, is at the Roxy in San Francisco August 18th. Music now from Janacek. That's music from a rehearsal of The Cunning Little Vixen. It's a late work by the great Leos Janacek about a hunter and a beloved fox. And it's part of a wonderful trio of operas being presented by West Edge Opera, one of the best of the Bay Area's Do More With Less groups.
That's right. The opera company emerged out of the Berkeley Opera several years ago. They're really showing not only a lot of Do More With Less, but also a lot of creativity, a lot of smartness in programming. This season, for example, we have Powder Her Face by Thomas Otis, which is contemporary, as well as Agrippina, and of course, Cunning Little Vixen. I mean, you know, it's the something for everyone.
The West Edge Opera presents Powder Her Face by Otis, Cunning Little Vixen by Janacek, and Agrippina by Handel at Oakland's Old Train Station. The setting is just great at 18th and Woods, starting tonight and continuing through August 14th. The Oakland Museum of California has been working for the last few years to become what it calls the People's Museum. And Oakland, I Want You to Know, is the latest example. It's a show in which artists and community groups are telling stories about the great city they love and their anxieties about gentrification. And the exhibit's been put together by Oakland artist Chris Trajari. And the museum's curator of public practice, she's Evelyn Arantes, said the exhibit asks a question.
What makes a
community? What are the people, places, histories that we want to protect and retain? And if there's ever a city that can really fight the good fight, it's Oakland, the home of the Black Panthers, home of activism.
This is an incredible exhibit with features work from artists and contributors such as Fantastic Negrito, whom we love, Angie Wilson, organizations such as City Slicker Farms, Youth Radio, Great Youth Radio, Town Park and Visual Element, a lot more. This is the vision of the city that the people who live there want to see.
Yeah, and it's also, Aranta has made a point saying this show isn't meant as an angry warning to newcomers, but more an education about being a good neighbor. The Oakland Museum of California's show, Oakland, I Want You to Know, continues through October 30th. Surf Rock Now from a band born in Seattle. That's music from La Luz, led by Shauna Cleveland. And she can really shred a guitar when she wants to. And they were born in Seattle, but I think they've moved to Los Angeles, so the waters are a little warmer for their for their surfing now.
That's true. I mean, I'll be interested to see what it does for their music. But I love them. I really hadn't heard of them that much before and have been listening a lot to them over the last several weeks, and really, really great sound.
Yeah, La Luz plays the Catalyst in Santa Cruz Tuesday, and they're at the Ritz in San Jose August 13th. Thanks so much, David.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is an assistant managing editor at the San Francisco Chronicle. And hey, we're doing a live show in San Jose at the Corinthian Room on August 18th with Aki Kumar and his band, comedian Nato Green, and a performance from TheaterWorks. Details for that live show and all the shows we mentioned are at the Do List online at kqed.org/arts. I'm Cy Musiker. Follow me on Twitter at CyrusKQED.